Hello, my name is Rob from Metro Research, and we're conducting a poll of people's opinions over public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
And what company are you with?
With Metro Research, ma'am.
Oh, okay. We're a Democrat.
Democrat. And what are the chances they will vote in the November general elections for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Oh, yes, we'll be voting. We'll be voting.
Thank you. And would you please tell me your age?
I'm over 65.
Okay, thank you. That will work. And in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Well, it depends on who gets in office.
Okay. And thinking about the elections for Congress, would you for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Definitely Democratic.
Yes.
Now I'd like to ask your impression of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Kamala Harris. You have
very favorable.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very, very, very unfavorable.
Thank you. And Democrats in Congress?
You know, I can't give you an honest opinion.
Okay. You can say a little bit of both, if you like.
Well, we've only been in Florida for a couple of years, so I can't give you an opinion.
Okay.
I know I don't like the Republicans. I don't like the Republicans.
Okay. Okay, don't worry. And next one is Thomas Shalafax.
Pardon me?
Thomas Shalafax.
I don't know that person.
Don't worry. And Darian Soto?
I've only seen the commercials. And he's a Republican, so I don't like him.
Now, Republicans in Congress, would you say there's very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
2025?
Are you breaking up?
I'm sorry. Project 2025.
Oh, I'm totally opposed.
So you're very unfavorable then?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
And Donald Trump?
Very, very, very unfavorable.
Thank you. And thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from district, do you strongly approve?
I can't give you an opinion.
Okay. And if the elections for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Definitely Harris.
Thank you. And if the elections for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mercer-Powell, Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
The Democrat.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. State Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shelafox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Sutter, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
The Democrat.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is that amendment for to limit government interference with abortion, and this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I think everybody has a right to choose. As far as, you know, as I'm hearing all this stuff on TV and the convention last week had a 12-year-old that was raped by her stepfather. No 12-year-old should need the approval of the parents.
So you will vote yes then?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you two brief statements about the two candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Shelafox is an experienced business owner and
I don't know enough about, I can't give you an opinion.
Okay. I will read to you the statements, and after the statement you're undecided, you can tell me as well that if you're still undecided, okay?
Okay.
Colonel Shelafox will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control load of illegal immigrants. Fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending and make us independent from foreign energy resources. Colonel Shelafox,
I'm having trouble understanding.
Okay. Can you understand me now? Okay.
Well,
Colonel Shelafox will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. And Darren Sutter is the current congressman for Central Florida. Sutter is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to born fits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security to make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. If the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shelafox, the Republican candidate, Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think they will vote for, the Republican or the Democrat?
The Democrat.
Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is most important for Congress to focus their attention right now? I will read you a list, and you choose the one that is most important for you. Lowering groceries prices, promoting traditional values in school, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, making owning a home more affordable.
I think traffic everywhere in Florida is a sin. It's terrible. That's one of my pet peeves.
Okay, so that would be the most important for you.
No, tell me what the other ones are.
Okay, protecting Social Security and Medicare, bringing down rent prices, tackling crime and improving public safety, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting reproductive freedom, making healthcare affordable for working families, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, lowering inflation and gas prices, or securing our border.
They're all very important. I feel that Florida pays way too low salaries to teachers. anybody in education, people are leaving Florida, the teachers, because of the pay.
Okay, but if you have to choose one that would be the most important for you, for they to focus right now, which one would be?
You know, there's a lot of really important ones. I don't think I can pick just one. And I think, I don't think the illegal aliens is as big of a deal as they're making it out to be. And
okay.
The, actually, the number of people crossing the border now was higher when Trump was president.
Okay. Thank you so much for those opinions. Now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing
a
reason
I don't want to answer questions on Congress because I don't know the Florida candidates that well.
Okay, don't worry, but I will read you a statement and you can tell me if that statement will be giving you a convincing reason to vote for that a specific congressman or somewhat convincing reason, it will have no effect on you after that statement, okay?
Okay.
If you don't know, as well you can tell me, don't know. Don't, it will be no inconvenience.
Okay.
Thomas
right.
Shallow folks is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Is this a very convincing reason to vote for him? What convincing reason or has no effect on to vote for
him? Okay. I look at the whole package. I don't look at one thing. So
don't worry.
I can't give an opinion.
Okay. For that, okay. No problem. I will go ahead and move to the next one. Thomas Shelliffux will support the term back American first policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Shelliffux will make sure we take much better care of those who haven't served and work to solve veteran homelessness. Is this a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, that has no effect for you to vote, or you don't know anymore?
You know, I'm having trouble understanding you.
I'm sorry, so let me move the microphone.
No.
Okay.
It's you talk fast, and
okay,
you have an
accent.
Okay, we'll
start slower then, sir. Okay, I will talk slower, sorry. Okay, Thomas Shallifux will put an end to the border crisis.
Okay, now
that's
here.
In our community.
Okay, I will not vote for a Republican. If he's Republican,
okay.
That's it. No.
Okay, moving on for Darren Soto. Help bring down
no,
prices.
No, the Soto I know is Republican, so won't vote for him. I don't agree.
No, Soto is Democrat. Thomas Shallifux is the Republican.
Okay, then give my vote to the Democrat.
Okay, just let me tell. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower health care costs for everyone. Is this a very convincing reason to vote for him, somewhat convincing reason, or it has no effect?
It's a good reason, but
it
doesn't affect me.
Okay. The next one. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Is this a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, or has no effect to vote on him?
You know, I think people in Florida are overly focused on the illegals. So it doesn't really have an effect on me. I think there's a lot of foreign people, you know, just by where it is.
Okay. Thank you for that opinion. Next one. And Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Is this a very convincing reason to vote for him, somewhat convincing reason, or has no effect?
You know, I look at the whole person. I don't look at one thing. That's one thing.
Okay.
And I don't think anybody should be telling a woman whether or not she's doing things the right way reproductive-wise.
Okay. Thank you for that opinion.
That's up to the woman.
Okay. Yes, you're completely right. Thank you so much for that opinion. And now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for U.S. State Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Halifax, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you vote for? The Democratic
the
or
Democrat.
The Republican?
The Democrat.
Now let me read the statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress, assuming each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this will cause you serious doubts about voting for the candidate, only some doubts, or would have virtually no effect at all on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that target our small businesses. Did this give you a serious doubt?
Okay, now here, stop. That's, that whole thing is one-sided. And I won't discuss that.
Okay. Don't worry. Next one. While Shalifox says he was a successful business owner, he and his companies owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures.
You know, I think I'm done. I think I'm done.
We're almost done, man. We're on the 80% already. We're almost done. These are the few ones, the last ones. We're missing five more about the U.S. Congress, and then are for statistical purposes, man. If you have, if you have no effect,
just put a yes for the Democrats and no for the Republicans. Okay.
I will go ahead and read you the statement still, okay? Just for quality control purposes, okay?
All right.
Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Shalifax continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks, while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. Does this give you serious doubts, some doubts, or has no effect to vote for him? Or you don't?
I think there should be a cap. If you make X over a certain amount, you shouldn't get Social Security.
Okay. Thank you. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can trust him with another term in Congress. Does he give you a serious doubts? Some doubts? Has no effect.
Has no effect.
Thank you. And Thomas Shalifax blames excessive stimulus package for record inflation, but his company is still 160,000.
I totally don't agree. Don't agree.
Okay. Okay, and Thomas Shalifax stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private health care decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide.
This is the Republican, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm totally against them.
Okay, thank you. Now you have a little bit more. If the election for the U.S. Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalifax, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you vote for, the Republican or the Democratic?
The Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your primary source for national political news? Cable News Network, your local newspaper, Orlando Sentinel, El Nuevo Dia, Talk Radio, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox.
I listen to the local networks. I listen to C CNN. I read 3 papers every day, Arizona, Florida, and Detroit. And let's see, what else? I have multiple sources, and I don't get it from media.
Okay. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Joe Biden.
And what was the last grade or degree that you have completed in school?
I have a master's.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your home?
No.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation, ma'am. Have a great
okay.
evening. Bye-bye.
Hey, you know, you're not getting paid enough either. I'm sure I'm not the only one that complains. You've done a nice
Thank
job.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.